Welcome to the It's All Fine and Dangy podcast, where hosts Dan and Angie talk with creatives, small business owners, charities, and all kinds of interesting people. It's all real talk. It's all fine and dangy.
Hello.
You got me cracking up right before the show, so how do I even say hello to people when I'm cracking up? Anyway, hi guys, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dan has to stop getting me going before the show.
Oh, it's good to start off laughing though, isn't it? Doesn't it set the mood?
It does set the mood. But thank you guys so much. We are so excited to be here, and we are happy to say that this will be not one of our last episodes where it's just me and Dan, but there will be few and far in between.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally what we've done...
Not that you don't love seeing our faces or hearing our voices.
What we have done historically, for those of you new to the show, is we have done mostly, you know, Angie and I will meet and talk to all of you in between the episodes where we meet with local guests, small business owners and artists and such. So I think what we're going to do a little different, because we've had sort of a gap with the move up here to North Carolina and it really just being you and I for so many, we're just going to do back-to-back guest interviews for a while now. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. We have our April is completely filled. And Dan had the idea of, you know, I've been posting on social media and we've been meeting small business owners out and about and giving our cards and going to networking stuff. But he had the idea, we're part of the Asheville Foodies group. We joined that like immediately when we got
up
here.
And it's a big food area up here. Yeah.
And he's like, why don't we just post it on there? And we did. And I'm telling you, everybody turned out. I have such a long list, first of all, of places we have to go try.
I know. I can't wait.
And, you know, I'm looking these places up too. And I'm like, oh, these are all great recommendations.
Oh,
like,
it's
really
so
really good recommendations.
Yeah.
But we just got so many leads, basically, from that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's the Asheville Foodies Facebook group.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you guys so much. But yeah, if you're in Asheville, even if you're not, if you want to know where to go, join that page because it is just, wow. Yeah. It is just amazing. But yeah, so we have a lot of cool guests coming up. I'm excited for that. You know, it's like we're finally breaking ground.
Not just food places, neither.
Yeah.
Like there were suggestions for just small business owners on there.
Yes.
So it was just, you know, a lot of information. So grateful for all the leads that we got there, and we have like our next five guests are scheduled. So
that is so awesome. That is awesome. But if you are a small business owner or a local artist or someone that you think, you know, you have something you want to tell us about local in the area, please go to our website, find us here in the links of the show notes here, but reach out and we will get you set up to come on the show. We have our fancy new studio. It's totally not fancy. But it's cool.
I think it's fancy. I mean, we have like a little support local neon sign and some, you know, some ambiance in here
with some
trees and a sign.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I do too. I love it. You know, I do.
And it's very industrial feel.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
To me, it's got that vibe around here. Mm-hmm. It's got like the old meets new house kind of vibe.
Yeah,
We prefer that you come to us for our studio because we've got a nice little setup here in a very casual and welcoming space. But if you just can't do that, like we've met with farmers before where we go out to the farm, we have a mobile rig, mobile cameras, the whole deal. So we can come to you too.
Sometimes it's, especially if somebody has a very unique business or something that people just have to see, you know, sometimes it's cool to actually sit down and interview at the location.
In that space. Yes. But just having said that, you know, we did have some of the business owners that are like, oh yeah, we'll go to, we'll interview in this place. And it's like, what we do have to have a quiet space. That's the only thing.
No restaurants. We can't do that unless you're shutting the place down for us.
Yeah.
Then we can do it.
Because I will tell you, years ago, we looked into doing a coffee corner. We were going to meet in a coffee shop, just her and I kind of talk about things, and the logistics were just, it would be so chattery.
Also, honestly, we're both too distracted by the sounds going on around us.
We would be talking to...
I wouldn't even know what I was talking about, honestly. And
plus, we'd be start talking to people off camera and off...
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, come on over. No. We've been on a podcast where it's in a local place, and it was hard for me. It was fun.
It was fun.
Because it was in like a bar environment. Yeah. But I had a hard time concentrating, I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you.
Until I had like two drinks. Then, no hold.
Well, even if you don't have a hard time
concentrating. No holds barred?
That's it, yeah.
Is it no holds barred?
No holds, I think.
Well, I've been saying that wrong all these
No
years.
Holy bars. But and I may have that wrong too. I don't know. But the other thing too is even if you can focus, as a lover of podcasts, I can't listen to one when there's all this chaos in the background. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm tuning out.
Very clean. Yeah. I think I'm the same way too.
We have started hitting some of the local places. We met up with an old friend who is the master brewer at Sideways Farm and Brewery, John Schneider. We met with him this past weekend. Yeah. Got to get him back on the show. We had Sideways Farm and Brewery, which is in Etowah, North Carolina, just outside of Asheville. It was our very first year of the show.
2019.
Mm-hmm. On one of our trips.
Yeah, we came up on vacation and they had just started. They were very new, infancy of their business.
It's been super successful, but they sold it. And John is now back as I guess he never left, but he's the master brewer there. But we met up with him, which was really nice. And I'm excited to get Sideways back on the show too.
Yeah. You know, so of course, when we met John for this weekend, we went out on Friday night and we met at the Whale in Asheville.
Which I thought was Haywood Commons. I guess they're two different places in the same building.
They're connected, kind of like same entrance in the center.
Their beers are
different places.
Okay, they are different places. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You know, but, you know, they work together. You know, the Whale encourages people to get their food over at Haywood.
And bring it back, yeah.
Yeah, and I read a little bit about the Whale owners. It's an interesting name. I need to get the details on that.
Right.
But they kind of wanted a place where they could highlight a bunch of different beers from all over the world.
Oh.
So that's kind of how they started. There was there's places that have their brews, right?
Yep. You know, local brews.
Or local breweries, but there wasn't anything that kind of had it from all over. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, that is very cool. Yeah, I don't know.
The beer we had was good. Was amazing.
I got a porter. I think you got a stout, but I didn't bother looking to see which ones they were or where they were from.
I always forget to look at that. I'm just like, oh, it's a porter. It's a stout. Oh, it's chocolatey.
Yeah.
This one had like hints of chocolate, cinnamon, pepper, like chili pepper.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was really good.
And mine.
And it was served not a ton.
It was a little glass.
It was like almost in a wine glass. And porter fills you up. It's very heavy, you know? So the huge mug you had, I'm like, oh, I couldn't even eaten dinner. And I would not have wanted to skip my dinner that night. Let me tell you.
Well, we'll talk about that too. But that porter it was a different one. I think yours was a stout, but it might have been a porter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big old glass.
Oh, yeah.
Old glass.
Yeah. But anyway, that was really good. We just kind of chatted a little bit while we were there. And then they had made reservations at a place that I have driven by a couple times. And I even told you, because it's right next to a library. And I'm like, oh, there's a library there. And there's that. I want to try that little restaurant right there.
Yeah.
And
coincidence.
You know what? Always in those little strip malls, that's like where you're going to find good.
It's like Tornatore's back home. It's in a little strip mall that one of our favorite Italian restaurants.
So they were on our list of places to try. Look, we can only eat out so much.
Right. And this one is in Candler, which is, from what I understand,
it's shocking to most people.
Based on the foodie comments, it's like someone put a fine dining, but that's Griff's Bar and Kitchen. Is that the name of it? Griff's Bar and Kitchen?
Yeah. And it's like a fine dining with a casual feel.
Yeah.
You know, which we
very
love.
Very casual feel. Like we're wearing caps like this and John's wearing a short sleeve t-shirt, but it's definitely.
But you could dress up too and not feel uncomfortable because the vibe in there, I mean, from the, you know, aesthetics going in to the sound quality of the place.
Yeah.
I mean, I put all that on my Asheville Foodies post I'm like, you don't find that very often.
Right.
That all they're hitting all the elements. There's always something that, you know, could be improved on, or, you know, you love the food, but maybe the ambiance is a little off or something, just for you personally,
not
for everybody.
Or it's too loud.
When we walked in, just very welcoming, first of all. And what I love is you walk right in, the bar's right there. Like, that's the first thing.
5 feet in the front door,
So we walk in, greeted, and it's just very open, clean feeling. Nothing's cluttered, you know. They had like soft jazz music going.
I see. I didn't even notice all of this stuff. I think it's just sort of.
I noticed it.
I love that. You know, I felt like this place has got a cool vibe. So it's almost like it's a visceral thing if you're not really paying attention. Yeah.
And the sound was really good too.
Acoustically.
Acoustically, because there was a large party next to us. And there was probably 10 to 12 people at that table.
Yeah.
And they were all conversing. and we were being not like super quiet, but there wasn't that echoey kind of thing that you get where you can barely talk at a table.
Some of our favorite restaurants that we've been to, the acoustics, it's like if it doesn't have an acoustic ceiling or carpet or something on the walls to absorb the sound, it starts getting really loud if there's large groups in there. And then it's almost like the bar vibe where you're screaming across the table.
What'd you say?
Right.
It's really good.
Right. But this was just, like Angie said, acoustics are great. Yep. The vibe was great. The food was phenomenal, too.
Then the food came.
It was phenomenal. And I had the, it was a beef brisket with, it was almost like a corned beef in a way.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yep. We had a couple of appetizers. What did you have as your
I had entree? A braised pork.
Oh, that's right.
And it was super simple, super flavorful, though. However they cooked the meat was amazing.
Yeah.
And then just like some cilantro and fresh avocado on top with some rice as the base.
Ugh.
It was delicious. I brought my leftovers home because I had to leave room for dessert because they had bread pudding.
Which I shared with you, which was amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the next morning I fried that up in a pan with a couple eggs on top and it was amazing.
I bet. We also had the appetizers. We had these little shrimp buns.
The shrimp buns were to die for.
They were amazing. Yep. And I forgot what the other...
We had some, it's called arancini and... You know, like the little risotto balls that we normally get?
Oh, those were one of
fried risotto balls.
Favorite things
there. They put like leeks in this, like shredded leeks.
Yes.
And it, really good. Really good. I could have ate all of those.
Yes.
But I was trying to, you know, pace myself.
Me too.
Yeah. Cocktails, amazing. You guys had a couple bottles of wine.
Oh, their wine selection, so good. And what you had, what kind of, you had a martini or something, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like a lemon thyme. It was a gin drink.
Gin. Yeah, very nice.
Similar to like a lemon drop, but not as sweet. You know, I don't really like those super sweet.
So. Yeah.
But really good cocktails there. Chris is the bartender.
Yes, Chris was great.
Conversational and nice and,
And I just, you know, it's funny as we had a bottle of wine that was not inexpensive and he had another bottle that had a half a glass left in it. And he comes over and he's like, this didn't get finished. Do you want? And I'm like,
don't waste that.
Heck yeah. Who does that? Yeah. That is amazing. That every restaurant should do that. Don't waste it.
Don't waste it. Somebody wants it.
But our server was great.
Nick was our server. Yeah. And then we met the owner, Ian, and they let us come back into the kitchen just to say hi.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for a delicious meal. And, you know, they have a very small staff back there that's cranking out these amazing dishes. So we will definitely be back. They have a salad on the menu that I really want. It's got like goat cheese and beets and all the stuff you love.
And it's literally 5 minutes from our house, which is a blessing and a curse. But we'll definitely be back there a few times at least.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them on. We talked about having them on. And
yeah.
John's going to work on getting some sideways beers in there. I love to see these small businesses meet with each other and start working together, especially when we sort of helped make that happen. So
I know.
So it was really, really cool to do.
Yep. You know what we did this morning?
We did our tax. Well, we didn't do our taxes. We met with our tax attorney.
No, taxes took a long time to do.
Yeah.
So we started a new business this year. And when you first start a new business, you're spending a lot of your own money to get it up and running. Most of you know that. And I was trying to be very diligent in the beginning of like tracking where all the money was coming from and being spent. And you lose track of it. Piles of receipts and, you know.
I think in the perfect world, once you started establishing and you actually started making some money, which we're not really doing yet, but we're on our way to that. And, I love that we're telling you all this because if you are small business owners, which most of our audience is, you're like, yep,
you know.
I know the routine, buddy. But, until you get sort of established, I know what you're leading to, Angie, but I feel like if we had like a... Like if you have like a dedicated bank account and a dedicated credit card and it's owned by your business and that's the only thing you ever buy is from those two things, it's pretty easy bookkeeping at the end. But for us, it's like, I use this
card. Next year will be gravy.
Yeah.
Although, so our tax guy is actually a tax attorney.
Yeah, he is so awesome.
He does taxes too. So he really knows like the legit laws, you know, and what's right, what's wrong. He's going to keep you on the right track, but still be fair, you know. And Tom Evans is his name, and it's Pineapple Law and Tax.
Pineapple Law and Tax.
I always want to say it opposite, but it's Pineapple Law and Tax. And we met with him, super easy conversation. He does all the hard stuff. And really, he did say we're very organized. So I did like that because I worked really hard at
getting
everything really broken down for him so he didn't have to like dig.
Oh, yeah. You did a spectacular job with your organization. And yeah. I feel like together you got me
your spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That's all. As long as he can just look at one number and not have to dig through it.
Well, you have to imagine what some of these tax attorneys and these, these accountants, they get scraps of paper and all kinds. They got to put stuff together. Yeah, we put it all together.
Written notes.
Yeah.
And I had even taken pictures of all my receipts, wrote on the top of it what it was for, took a picture of it, put it in my Dropbox folder.
Yeah.
And because you're supposed to save your receipts, but you don't have to give that to your tax person.
And all mine are digital.
And then I went through each one of those files and did a spreadsheet of how much it was, what it was for.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Dang.
Got it done. Well, I wanted to mention.
It took me about literally 2 full months of working.
Oh, I know.
Just to get it all gathered and make sure I wasn't missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
This is the first time we've ever filed for an extension, so that tells you just how much work it was. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have it done now. And I just one more thing about Tom and Pineapple Law. So if you want to know more about Pineapple Law, of course, he does this for businesses anywhere. It doesn't have to just be in Florida. But on episode 181, and I can't cheat anymore and look at my little guide because we're on camera, so I'm looking at my phone. But 181, we met with him. He sat in our studio in Florida. And the thing about Tom is he's really chill. He's got like longer hair and he's got like a real smooth and easy vibe. And then as soon as you start talking about taxes and laws, you could tell, wow, this dude is all zoned in on it. So it's the perfect mix of, a smooth and easy personality to talk to and a specialty in everything you need to know when you get your taxes done. So,
and we talked today actually about starting a regular
Taxes with Tom or something.
Yeah. A regular podcast, like maybe quarterly with him.
Yeah.
Kind of leading up to the tax season.
Because he's got like tips and tricks and stuff for small businesses.
Tax talk with Tom. The triple T.
We got to put pineapple in there somewhere because, we asked him, why'd you name it Pineapple Law? And he's like, he's just trying to come up with names that aren't everywhere and aren't overlapping another lawyer. And he found that one. And it's like, so when you look Pineapple Law up, you're going to find him right away. Yep. So it's kind of smart to find those two words that are quick searches together.
Yeah.
But
I love it. We're going to come up with something that will help small business owners, That's kind of what we want to do with that little tax talk with Tom.
Tax talk with Tom.
I don't know if that's what it's going to be called, but anyway.
And that's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's really the bulk of our updates. Very short episode this week as far as our updates.
We did do our hike this week. We did a hike.
We went back to the North Carolina Arboretum. Whatever it's called. We got our passes there.
Anyway, it's close. It's a nice, easy walk until I get my feet fixed.
Yeah. Plus, there's some beautiful paths in there, too. Yeah. So we really are enjoying that place. But we have some trips coming up.
Yeah.
We can't stop. We're loving being in North Carolina, but it seems we can't stop leaving it every month or two. So you're going to Florida.
I love
Florida.
You, Florida, but I want to like be away for a little while so I can like, when I come back, I'm like, oh, warm sunshine.
It's like couples are, it's like, I have to be away from you long enough to miss you. So yeah, that's how we're feeling about Florida. But
well, I'll be away from you for a couple days.
Yeah.
So I'm going down in a week or so,
something
like that. And we're doing a new photo shoot for the Airbnb.
That's going to be cool.
Doing some new staging and just a couple little tweaky things, things that are going to hopefully catch the eye of people to, entice them to book our little Airbnb in our little quiet town in Apopka.
The upgrades that you guys have done over the past month, we need those in photos too. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So we added like a king bed. We are adding a queen and a single to one of the bedrooms, which has two twins.
Yeah. More space, blackout curtains.
Blackout curtains, which I don't love, but look, I get it. You're on vacation.
You got to sleep
and
in.
And I do love them. We have them here. We have these blackout blinds.
Another blessing and a curse.
But I hate that it makes you sleep in too long. That's what it is.
Keurig and the master.
Yeah, we did like a coffee station to make like a luxury suite.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool because it's like your own little hotel room. A lot of people come with other couples or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just want to chill in your room until it's time to start your day.
Right.
So I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
Your co-host with the most is helping us. So really some great ideas that she's kind of sent our way. We're adding some accent walls. there's a lot going on. Tomorrow, the painters are coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot. And then I'm going to be coming to Florida soon thereafter, after you get back here,
yep,
to go do some business stuff for my day job. But also, after visiting our Orlando Maitland office, I am going to go buy our Airbnb and put some new cameras in, take some old cameras out. And looking into something recommended by your co-host with the most, where getting on Wi-Fi and stuff is a lot easier for people, where it's not, they don't have to type in a password. There's like a code thing, and it's more streamlined and more like what you would get at a hotel. So we're really raising the bar in a lot of things. And then I'm going to Chicago a couple weeks after that for a week.
Yeah, without you for a week.
Yep.
What am I going to do?
I'm sure you'll be doing just fine with you and your puppies.
Snuggling with my puppies, and we'll be going on lots of walks and keeping them entertained. That's what we'll be doing.
Another thing I love about Asheville is, you know, my corporate office for my day job is in downtown Chicago, and I had no idea that the Asheville airport has straight shots to Chicago. So I can be to the airport in 15 minutes and be to Chicago in 2 hours. So it's crazy. It's going to be so much more convenient for me.
Yeah. And this airport over here is so easy.
I know. I
and
love
then
it.
I fly into Sanford when I go. Yep. Hopefully that's how you're going. So easy.
Well, no, I'm going to Chicago.
No, when you go to Florida.
Oh, I haven't booked yet. Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably try to use points or something, so I might be all over the place. We'll see.
Yeah, but it's so easy. Just going to Sanford, it's like...
Yeah, and it's close, and that's another small one.
Like in and out, and you can get a rental car for like $30 for the day.
Oh, you can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. I mean, you can't take an Uber for that sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, guys, we are really excited about the list that we have started, especially from the Foodies Group, with all the amazing places to check out. So we're super excited.
Oh, so
one
many.
A week, at least one a week.
Going to have to do at least one a week with the amount of people that
I know we're never going to get through it. Oh, my gosh. And hey, if you're new to the show, we would love if you head on over to our social media. Give us a like. Give us a follow. You can find us at Fine and Dangy. And if you like the show, definitely give us a review. How many stars is it?
I think it's 5, but mostly
we only want 5 stars.
You know, it's on Apple. Apple Podcasts is where most of them are listened to. Yeah. So if you go to the Apple Podcast app, you can pick a review right there. That really does help us get visibility, and we really appreciate it.
And we also have our YouTube channel as well. We're really starting to get back into making sure we're doing the video recordings every week. And Dan's adding a couple little touches that make it a little more interesting than just looking at us the whole entire time.
Give you some visuals and stuff. And of course, when we have guests on, they'll be in the videos and stuff too.
And guys, remember, at the end of each and every day,
it's all fine and dandy.
Hi, listener. Want to know how you can help support our small local podcast? Head on over to patreon.com/fineanddangy and see how you can become a patron.